from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning.
Yeah!
Back to more of The Morning Shift
with Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
The Morning Shift is brought to you by Greater Atlanta Erie McDonald's. Download the app for great deals.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome in the Steelers on Sunday to kick off their week one of the season. And hopefully we'll get some answers to the questions that a lot of us have had throughout the offseason. One of the biggest ones is, what is this offense going to look like with Kirk Cousins at the helm, with OC Zach Robinson leading the way? Here's Raheem Morris.
You know, that's a tough call without getting the secret sauce. But what I can tell you is, we're always going to do what we can do possible to win each game. So whatever that personnel grouping could be, you know, we got a bunch of really good players on this football team, you know, thanks to our personnel groups and our front office and the things that they're able to do. So we got a nice mix and match of personnel groups, and we can do a bunch of different things. But, you know, we'll go out and we'll do whatever we think is possible for us to win the game.
Yeah, Raheem joined Dukes and Bell, as he will every Wednesday, I think around the 3:20 time frame. Am I the only one that loves his answer, where he says, well, you know, we're going to do what it takes each week based on the team we're playing? Because that's something that Zach Robinson said, and I remember way back to one of the first interviews that he did, and it might have been Dukes and Bell as well, I can't remember, but he said, they kind of asked him about his run-to-pass ratio and, you know, how they talked about the Rams having a 1,000-yard running back. Was it Harris? Is it Kyrie Harris? Is that the running back?
Kyrie Williams.
And he was like, look, we're just going to do what it takes to win. So there might be games where we run more, might be games where we throw more. I just love hearing that, because it doesn't mean that you're going to go down there or you're going to go out there each week and just bang your head against the wall, even if it's not working, or you're not going to come up with a plan that wouldn't work against the defense if you know that's not a strength of your team to go against their weakness.
Yeah, I mean, I think it you bring up a great point. It's almost like if a defense coordinator was like, you know what, we're going to stay in nickel the whole game. That's going to be the game. Like, no, you're not going to stay in nickel the whole game. If they come out and go, you know, 22 personnel, you're not going to stay in nickel. That's just the bottom line. So you have to kind of mix and match. And I do love the answer. I'm with you, man. It's what you try to do is you identify the defense's strength, right? This weekend, you might look at it and say, well, it's TJ Watt. I don't want to throw the ball 50 times a game. And so you do go out and run the ball, and you do see if you can get some movement and do different things up front. So I'm with you, man. The game plan very much, well, it has to be a mix and match of what they do well versus what you do well, and seeing if you can find a leg up on your competition at some point when you're putting that game plan together.
So how does Kirk Cousins fit into that game plan? Here again is Coach Raheem Morris joining our Dukes and Bell.
There was no whistle this week, and everything was full go. Let him go, right? You protect him until it's time to go. You mitigate injury as much as you can. But now it's go time, and he looks great. Watching him run, watching him move, you know, it's not Justin Fields-esque, but it looks more like Forrest Gump. And he can get out there and really get after him. You know, my guy still got some speed left in the tank, and he's ready to show the world.
Jenny.
There was so much conversation, you know, around when they first took the field throughout training camp. And it was about, man, he's got a little gallop to him, right? There's a little bit of limp to Kirk Cousins. He's not fully healthy.
Sorry, you said gallop.
Yeah, a little gallop, right? I mean, you can just hear the gallop and, you know, it sounded like a horse in your head of the, you know, kind of off balance, you know, giddy up from Kirk Cousins out there. But no, I mean, I think that, look, and we talked about it a little bit when they opened up training camp. I thought most of it was probably muscle memory. I didn't think he was dealing with pain. You know, I think muscle memory, you're kind of getting over an injury. You've built up those muscles on one side, kind of limping a little bit. And now it's just getting back to football and kind of evening things out and training those legs. I think it's what we've seen from Kirk Cousins, and you know, I think it's a big deal to come out and say, well, he's fully healthy. I know that there's always whispers, and there's always going to be whispers about the health of Kirk Cousins, but that's why I like the fact that he went with the Forrest Gump reference. Well, I mean, everybody can see that in their head of what Forrest looks like turning that corner, running down the dirt road over to the city of Greenbow.
Yeah, but Forrest was fast, man.
Forrest was right.
So he, I mean, Forrest might have been faster than Justin Fields.
Really, it was all in arms.
Forrest was
how he pumped his arms.
He went cheek to cheek, didn't he? Too. He went cheek to cheek, just right there.
Hey, he was the greatest kickoff return man in Alabama history.
Yeah.
I mean, he was an All-American, much like you.
He was.
So, you know, Mike Florio probably did not like hearing the fact that Kirk Cousins is healthy because it goes against this narrative that he has put out there.
He's tried, hasn't he?
For day after day. Tiffany, during training camp, it was 3 days, maybe it was after the Miami joint practice report from Pro Football Talk. There could be mutiny on the hands in Flowery Branch if Raheem Morris doesn't play Michael Penix to start the season. He basically turned it into Rudy, and that you were going to have like Darnell Mooney and Drake London turning in their jerseys on Raheem's desk and says, Penix or you don't get me. And it's ridiculousness. You know, as much as excitement as we have around this team, a lot of it is based on we have two quarterbacks now. We don't just have one. And Kirk Cousins is our guy. We're not getting that love nationally, and I hope that they're reading every bit of it, because all you hear nationally is they've put all their hopes on a 36-year-old quarterback with an Achilles instead of, you know, one of the top seven quarterbacks in the league returns from injury to lead a revamped Falcons team. And that's what I read. That's what I'm reading in my brain every day when I wake up.
So there's sort of a little bit of a similarity with the Steelers and their quarterbacks as well, because you have the veteran coming in Russell Wilson. You have Justin Fields, who was traded from the Bears. And so we do know Russell Wilson is the starter for the Steelers going into this season. Let's take a listen to what Morris has to say about those Steelers QBs.
You know, you can expect the expected. You know, Russell's going to start. You know, Tomlin's going to have some type of things that he wants to do with people, and he's going to try to play the amount of players that he has and he feels capable at his pleasure to go out and get a win for him, right? So, with that being said, we've seen that whole organization have a Hines Ward with their starting quarterback. They had to come out there with a slash. We've seen all the different things that they've been able to do in the past, whether it's been Tomlin or Cowers, the coach, and how creative they can be just from an organizational standpoint, and how they want to go out there and win football games. So I just kind of expect it when you're talking about those things. I know how creative Arthur Smith can be. We've seen after the last couple of years here with the amount of personnel groups he was able to use when he was here. So the quarterback is not exclusive to that, and we expect it.
The quarterback is not exclusive to that. So do we see a flash of Justin Fields and that creativity that Coach Morris was just talking about?
I absolutely think, Mike, I wanted to ask you that, you know, Tomlin came out and said, we're not going to do the Cordell Stewart slash thing. Why not? What do you have invested in Justin Fields that you wouldn't use him in a way to help you win games and set you up to make a playoff run? Why not?
Well,
do they have three quarterbacks on their roster?
They do.
I'm sure.
They do. They have Kyle Allen as well.
What was he? Oklahoma, Texas A&M.
Houston. Carolina for a little bit.
In Houston.
Yeah, so he's around for a little bit. Yeah, no, here's the problem. Look, and this is what it all comes back to. Those guys, if you're going to utilize guys in that way, you have to have buy-in, right? And we heard from Justin Fields when it was mentioned that, hey, you might even see Justin Fields returning kicks. Remember we heard that earlier in the offseason? Might even see him back there returning kicks. Justin Fields came out and said, absolutely not. I play quarterback, right? So I think you have to understand in that situation what exactly you're asking these guys to do and honestly what you can sell them on. There is a little bit of a salesman attitude when you are asking guys to do something that they're not comfortable with, they're not used to. So, look, I think the good thing about Justin Fields and the reason he was drafted so high is because he can throw the ball with a little bit of accuracy when he's given protection. He can move around the pocket, and he can also dice you up with his legs. So I think that – the problem with doing a run package, if you will, with Justin Fields is he's got to be bought into it, right? Justin Fields is not just going to say, well, I'm just going to go out there and run the ball. I'm going to, you know, get hit and do all these other. Justin Fields still views himself as a QB1 for a team. And he might be QB1 by the end of the season for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I think they're better off just, look, if you want to, somebody to play quarterback, then play Russell Wilson. If you don't like what Russell Wilson is doing, then play Justin Fields. It's not that complicated. If you want a running quarterback, then go Wildcat. I mean, that's just
so you're not a fan of seeing him out there for kind of like a Taysom. I mean, not that they're the same, but like a Taysom Hill kind of thing.
They're not the same. And one was a, you know, highly touted draft pick, yes, and still thinks he's a QB1. Taysom Hill is just like, give me the pill and I'll do whatever I need to. The problem is, Tiff, is that I think, in my opinion, this is a lot more game week talk than it is actuality. This is a lot more, I'm going to talk about it so they prepare for it, well, and then maybe we get one snap.
Let me ask you this real quick. If the first time they try that, it doesn't work, will you see it again?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, in this game.
Yes, I absolutely feel like, because if they've prepared enough of it to try it one time, then I think you'll see it at least 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. When we come back here, we'll get to a TB's timeout, and we'll also get you caught up on your Braves action against the Rockies. They play again this evening. So stay with us here on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.